Okay, podcast time. Where's the button?
Yeah, the start podcast button. It was right here.
It was right here. They've tidied it up and we can't find anything.
They've blinded us.
If you have the Totally Hits Nashville 93.3 app, you can leave us voice messages like...
Woody and Jim, is it normal that I come home at the end of the day and I sit in my car for like 15 minutes before I go in the house?
I gotta tell you, sometimes I do that.
Yeah.
I think it's... I don't know why she does it, because she just left a short message. But I know there's times when... If I'm listening to something, like maybe my favorite song.
Yeah, or you got a podcast that only has a couple minutes left or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Like, I won't stop it, go in the house, and listen to, like, three more minutes.
Right.
I will stay in the car.
That makes sense.
And just chill. So, I don't know. It's kind of normal sometimes. But, I don't know. Do you do it every time?
I don't know, yeah.
We've had some other responses on the app.
Okay, let's hear from Terry.
Is it normal to sit in your car after you get home to decompress? My wife Vanessa has been doing this for years, and now both our kids do it too. I don't get it. I just want to get out of the truck and get in the house.
I think sometimes you do that because you know you're going to get hit with something as soon as you walk in the door.
Oh, that's definitely true.
Yeah. If you have like, you know, a spouse and some kids, you know, as soon as you get in the house, they're going to hit you with something. So maybe this is like a little bit of a...
It's like a buffer zone.
A decompression before you go in the house.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
Because I think like, you know, what is it? Like your home is your castle. It's your safe place.
Yeah.
And like if you automatically go home and you're getting like slammed with stuff like, oh, here's things we need you to do. You know, guess what? So-and-so's in trouble and you need to go in and deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, those are all things that, like, you don't want the second you come home. You want to come home and like go,
Yeah.
So the car is the place where you could do that.
That's your cocoon of silence.
Right?
Let us know if you do that and if there's an interesting reason why you do it. We would love to hear from you. You can, of course, leave us a voice message on the app.
I'm just flipping things around. All right. Let me play devil's advocate for a second.
Okay.
Okay. So say I'm a husband of a two-year-old, and I am caring for the kids and the kid, and my wife comes home, and like I know, like I haven't had a break all day, and I know women are going to relate to this. You're like, oh, I just like need my spouse to come home, whatever, and just like give me 5 minutes. I need to go to the bathroom without having to leave the door open.
So now you're angry at the person who's sitting out in the car not coming in the house.
If I look out the window and I see, oh, they're home, but they're not coming in, I'm going to throw a fit.
I can see that having some problems,
Yeah. So enjoy your quiet time in the car because now you're really going to get it when you walk in.
Or just, you know, decompress and park, you know, in front of Kroger for a half an hour.
At the top of your street.
Friday, we're in good moods. If you're not in a good mood, perhaps we can change that for you right now.
With the sound of song.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
So I just gotta say, today is Woody's birthday.
It is my birthday today.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
But you know what's really a whole lot better than me saying happy birthday to you? That's probably getting a gift, which I don't have. The next best thing is your grandkids singing happy birthday to you. Here they are.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear doodad. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, doodad.
Happy birthday, doodad.
They call me doodad.
I love that.
That's my grandfather name.
Can I call you doodad?
If you'd like.
Doodad and Jim in the morning. We'll change all the stuff on the station.
Let's change all the billboards and everything else.
Doodad and Jim in the morning.
Doodad. You do doodad. that show.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Hope that changed everybody's mood.
It's a little self-indulgent, but it made me happy, and I hope it did to
it
you, too.
It made me happy.
Because we love little children voices. I remember a few weeks ago, the guy that was walking around downtown that appeared to have half a head.
Yeah.
That his head had been split open. His name is Jonathan Johnson. They did a big story on him on Channel 5, and they got him some help that he needed, and they also got him into a group home. Apparently, he's left that group home. He prefers just being homeless on the street. So,
yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, yeah. I guess he has some mental issues.
Yeah, they say he's schizophrenic.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. At some point, you say, like, it's for his own good. Just make him stay somewhere till he's held up. But,
yeah, but he checks himself out everywhere. So, you know, he refuses help. So,
okay.
Yeah. 95.1 in Murfreesboro. It's Totally Hits. Totally Nashville. Woody and Jim in the morning on 93.3 FM. From our Eurostone studios, we are ready to play The Price is Right again.
This has been so much fun all
week.
It
has, yeah.
I mean, I've always liked The Price is Right, and I just never thought it would be this much fun to be on this end.
Right.
Of being, like, the Drew Carey, you know, where we're the quiz masters.
Exactly.
The hosts.
We have Leanne on the line. Hello, Leanne.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, all right. You have to pick the right product that is $89.99. Let's hear those products one more time.
Okay, here they are. We have a Crossley Voyager turntable to play your vinyl records. Also, we have a DeWalt 20-volt cordless drill and a floating hot tub snacks and drink tray.
Okay, which one of those three products is $89.99?
The drill.
She says the drill. Intern Maddie. What
false.
False.
The price is wrong.
Oh, man.
How much is the drill?
It's $159.
Wow.
Oh, so yeah.
It's an expensive drill.
It's a lot more expensive than the price we were looking for. So it's either the turntable or Woody's favorite item.
The floating hot tub snack charcuterie tray.
One of those is $89.99.
Yeah.
Leanne, thanks so much for trying. We're going to open it up to somebody else to call the Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline.
Rod on the line in working in Antioch. Hey there, Rod.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Rod. Now you're on the road, right?
Yes. I drive a shuttle for Fairfield Inn Suites Nashville Airport.
All right.
Very cool.
Excellent. Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. We want to let you play The Price is Right. We've got two items left on our Price is Right game, and they are a Crossley Voyager turntable and a floating hot tub for snacks and drinks while you're in the tub.
All right. So which one of those is $89.99?
I'm going to say the turntable.
The turntable. Intern Maddie, what is it? You're right.
Price is Right.
The Price is Right!
Yay!
Rob, there you go. You'll be seeing the Price is Right TPAC Thursday where you can win actual real prizes.
I know. Rod, congratulations.
Nice.
We hope you just jump up and down like wild and get picked to come up on stage and win stuff at TPAC next Thursday.
We were just talking about this. We have a voicemail from our 93.3 Totally Hits app and a question.
Woody and Jim, is it normal that I come home at the end of the day and I sit in my car for like 15 minutes before I go in the house?
I kind of think it is.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do that to try to, you know, relax, decompress a little bit after the struggles of the day.
And Nashville traffic.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding.
Before you go in, like sometimes, yeah, you just need to like catch your breath. Do you do it, Woody? And let me just, for anybody that doesn't know, Woody is no longer married.
Yeah, so, I'm no longer, And,
That tells us a lot.
But now, my girlfriend's home part of the time, and the dogs greet me at the door, so I'm always, like, going right in now.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't sit out in the garage going, oh, I have to go in.
That was your reasons before.
But a lot of people have been leaving us messages on our app. Kara.
This is my secret. I love the downtown in my car before I get into the madness of the house.
Mm.
If I walk in there, they're going to make me do stuff. If I wait, my husband has to start making dinner.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh,
if you have dinner at a certain time, and if you come in later, then he has to get it started.
Yeah.
That's just brilliant.
Yeah. That's where you plug into the security cams of your house. Yeah. And you wait till they get a certain amount of the chores done before you walk in.
Yeah, if you got a Furbo or something like that in your house.
That's totally devious.
Wow.
And I kind of admire it. She's probably smarter than all of us. If you do, or if you found out that somebody else in your household is sitting in the car, but you're in the house and you see them out there sitting in the car, but not coming in.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I would think, especially, if you were busy all day, especially, a mom who was dealing with little kids, and the husband hasn't come in the house yet. I think,
Get your bleeping son!
Yeah, you get mad.
Maybe you call them.
Yeah.
How long before you get home?
Traffic's really bad.
It could be another hour.
Yeah, I'm going to be a while. Sorry. I'll be there as soon as I can,
Can you stop at the store and get something?
Yeah. And then you turn around and go to the store and then sit in the car at Kroger for an hour and then go, traffic was really bad. Also, the lines, they only had one cashier open. It took forever.
Brutal.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Come up with an excuse.
Oh, that's great. Call the Shinglesmith hotline at 615-553-0933 if you want to weigh in on this or anything you ever want to talk to us about.
Three things you want to know this morning to start your Friday morning. Maybe you've had a stressful week. How about doing some goat cuddling?
Okay.
Now, we've done goat yoga before, and it's actually really cool.
Oh, I love goat
Baby
yoga.
Baby goats crawling all over you. But
there's not a whole lot of yoga going on.
No, it's just mostly just cuddling.
Loving on the goat.
You can go. One of the locations is East Nashville Beer Works. They have goats they bring out, and you can cuddle a goat.
While you're having a beer?
Yeah, and I guess they say the temperature of a baby goat is around 102 degrees. So it's nice, a nice warm goat.
Oh, you can wear him as a blanket.
I love him. Goats is so cute.
A familiar face from early morning news here in Nashville is retiring. Amy Watson from News Channel 5.
Oh, yeah.
She's been there almost 20 years as the morning news anchor, and she is retiring to spend some time resting and, time with family and stuff like that.
Get to sleep in a little bit.
I know.
That'd be all right.
Here's the deal. I just realized this. I was doing a little research on her, and she lives in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
So she has a commute every day.
Yeah, that's north of Clarksville.
Yeah.
So I think they have to get in around 2:30 in the morning to do the morning news.
Yeah.
So
do TV makeup and all that stuff. Yeah. Wow.
I think she must have to leave at midnight just to get in here to work.
No kidding.
They go on the air, I think, at 4:30 or 4 o'clock. That's amazing. So
she hasn't slept since 1978.
Exactly. Amy, you've earned your sleep and resting in.
No kidding.
That's cool. We'll miss you.
How can somebody not recognize Jelly Roll? I guess he was doing a concert in Wichita, Kansas, and decided he would stop by Walmart to buy his new CD. And they didn't know who he was.
The coolest thing about Walmart, they're all set up the same. They're like Waffle House. I know where everything's at. Traditionally, I come to the store to see if my album's on the shelf. Last time I came into a Walmart, they didn't know me. I asked the guy if they had a Jelly Roll CD, and he was like, who? The CD's here? Let's go. Oh, they're locked up. We got to get in here. Can you let me in here, sir? I'm looking for one of these. Fan of country music?
I don't listen to it so much.
Okay, that's real. Do you have any more of these? They're called Beautifully Broken. I think the artist is Jelly Roll.
It's the best day ever.
Might be the last ones.
He goes, who?
That's great.
It's totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the morning on 93.3 FM. We are ready to play. Gender War is brought to you by Goin' Postal, your friendly neighborhood packing and shipping store.
Woo!
All right, we are ready to play. As we have a boyfriend and girlfriend going up against each other.
Yeah.
It's always more fun when it's personal.
We have Christina, who lives in Hermitage, and also her boyfriend, Sean. In Green Hill. So there we go.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Excited. Good. Happy birthday, by the way.
What's that?
I said happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank
happy
you.
Birthday
oh,
to
you know,
Woody.
It's my birthday. Oh, thank you so much.
It is Woody's birthday.
It is my birthday.
Trying to score some extra points there. Let's see.
You win. We're done.
Yeah, I'm hoping I win just because me and Woody are like the birthday twins. So,
that's right. It's your birthday too, right?
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And you know, I was just looking up, we share a birthday with Zac Efron. So that's three really hot people.
Oh, my God. Well, Eminem's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, you missed it by one day, but Zac Efron will have to do. Yeah. Let's do again a quick question. Let's start with your boyfriend, Sean. Sean, do you have an unusual fear that maybe a lot of other people don't have?
Yeah.
What is it?
Squirrels.
Squirrels.
You're afraid of squirrels.
What?
Well, really, you know, they're just rats with fluffier tails.
Well, Sean, why are you scared of squirrels? What is it about them?
They're always watching them with their little beady eyes.
The little spies.
Yeah. Are you afraid they're going to come take your nuts?
Squirrels love them nuts.
They do. They love them nuts.
Okay. And what about you, Christina? What is your unusual fear?
I am terrified of rubber balloons.
Oh, yeah. There's a term for that.
Yeah. It's the consistency.
It's like a globophobia or something like that.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
How interesting.
Well, welcome to the phobia.
Okay. Well, no birthday balloons for you then.
That's right. On your birthday. That's the last thing you want.
I know. I tell everybody, if you're going to bring balloons, bring the aluminum foil ones or whatever they're called.
Mylar balloons.
Like rubber balloons, freak out.
Wow. Okay. Everyone who knows Christina, keep that in mind.
By the way, I looked it up. It is called globophobia, fear of balloons.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I know somebody else that has a fear, so that's why I heard of it. All right, let's get going. You each have a screw if you need it, but we'll start with multiple choice questions.
All right, Christina, here we go. Are the Florida Panthers a football, baseball, or hockey team?
Football.
No. But you sounded so sure of yourself.
That was the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers are a football team. Florida Panthers are a hockey team.
I should have known that.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Don't beat yourself up.
Yeah.
All right, Sean. Does Kelly Ripa currently host Live with her husband, Mark, Ryan Seacrest, or Michael Strahan?
The first one.
Mark, her husband. That's right. Good job. You're up 1-0.
Okay, Christina, you can bounce back with this one. Modelo is a beer that's imported from what country? Modelo.
Oh, my God. I know this.
Well, you'll just have to say it, then.
It's Mexico.
It is Mexico. All right.
That's right.
In it.
I know because I watch the commercials, and I'm like... It's got that guy with that, like, hot voice, I think it is.
Yes.
No, it'll be Dos Equis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're thinking of the...
Okay, never mind. I give up.
It doesn't matter. Your answer was correct.
You still got it right.
That's right.
The source material isn't required.
We didn't need the footnotes. All right, Sean.
Sorry.
That's okay. Sean, what company sells Milano cookies and Goldfish crackers?
I have no clue.
No idea.
Want to use the screw?
Yeah, we'll use it.
Okay, using the screw. Christina, he hopes you don't know this.
She's laughing. She knows. Christina, what company sells Milano cookies and Goldfish crackers?
It's Pepperidge Farms.
Yes, it is.
Pepperidge Farms, remember?
I only know that because I work at Kroger.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. You got your hands on those cookies all day. Okay, that means, we're tied up? No.
No, it's 2-1, Christina.
Ooh.
Sean needs this one to stay in the game.
Okay, Christina, you can win it outright if you get this one right.
Yes, that's right.
You've got us all confused talking about Mexican beer and cookies. Okay. In the Marvel movies, what is the only thing that Groot ever says?
I am Groot.
I am Groot.
And you are the winner!
Wow, after a slow start, a come-from-behind victory. Well done, Christina.
Christina, we've got tickets for you and Sean to go to the Predator game tomorrow in the afternoon, a matinee, 1 o'clock against the Detroit Red Wings in Bridgestone Arena.
Maybe they'll get their first win of the year. Fingers crossed.
I know. You're going to be their lucky charm.
There you go.
All right. Congratulations. You hang on, Christina.
We play Gender Wars again Monday morning at 7:20 with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Kind of disappointed in our Nashville Predators so far. We know it's still early in the season, but they haven't won a game yet. It's been four games. They're 0-4.
I know. It's a matter of they just haven't gelled yet.
Yeah.
They have all these great players, but they just haven't learned how to play together yet.
Yes.
Enough to win.
Yeah.
But I think I may have found a reason.
Yeah.
So this is directly from ESPN.
Okay.
There is a curse that has been going around.
Yeah.
Okay. And it involves pop star of the moment, Sabrina Carpenter. Please, please,
please don't prove I'm right. What is the Carpenter curse, Jim?
I don't want to, you know, dump on her too much because we've met her before. She's
very sweet. She's
a super nice person. Yeah. She's paid her dues. She's a great entertainer.
Yeah.
But apparently, when she's been going around the country, she appeals to, like, the locals wherever she is, and she has put on jerseys, and bad things have happened.
To the teams that she's supporting?
To the teams she's worn jerseys for, and it happened in Toronto. She wore their hockey team's jersey, They had a horrible couple of days, and then she wore a Philadelphia Phillies, the baseball team, and then they got eliminated from the playoffs. She wore a Dallas Cowboys crew neck. And then, like, the next day, they got beat 47-9. So I'm kind of wondering, like, did somebody slip her some Titans and Predators swag?
That could have something
to do
with it.
Maybe within the last couple of weeks. She was here a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's still in town. She's probably moved on to the next city, but
She's traveled somewhere else to continue the curse.
Well, here's what I was thinking. Like, you know, maybe we could, you know, contact some Music Row executives and send her swag of whoever our teams are playing.
Right.
So Saturday, the Predators taking on Detroit.
Get her a Red Wings jersey.
Send her a Red Wings jersey.
On Sunday, the Titans play the Buffalo Bills.
Send her Bills Mafia
jersey.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, let's use this curse to our advantage.
Let's help our teams by having her curse the other teams.
There you go. It's set. Anybody who has an inside information on how we can get these jerseys to her, please let us know immediately.
It's a plan. So, early voting in Tennessee has begun, and from what we're hearing, there are a lot of people lining up to vote.
Good deal.
Long lines, so give yourself plenty of time. And I am not one to say that anything's rigged. I don't believe in that stuff. But some people are saying they're having trouble that when they go to the end of the ballot and you review who you've voted for.
Oh, you got to make your selections, then hit that final button of they place your vote.
Yes, the double check, because sometimes people are saying that the person that they, you know, clicked on earlier in the voting at the end is not the person. So just double check your answers and make sure that they went in right before you hit submit.
Wow.
I know. I hate this.
Hey, you ever think about being buried with something? There's some celebrities that have been buried with interesting items. Bela Lugosi, who was famous for playing Dracula, he was buried in his Dracula cape.
Okay.
Bob Marley was buried with a guitar and some weed.
Perfect.
Kind of surprised. Frank Sinatra was buried with a flask of Jack Daniels.
Wow. Well, he had a special Jack Daniels blend for him.
Just for him.
So that's kind of our claim to fame. It's in his coffin.
He took it to the afterlife with
him. Exactly. This is a little scary. There is a shortage of IV fluid, and some Nashville hospitals are postponing surgeries because they need those IV fluids and they can't get them. Apparently, this is because of Hurricane Helene. There's a facility that manufactures, makes the IV solution that people use in hospitals, and it was affected by the hurricane, and they, like, the amount that they can make right now while they're recovering is a lot lower. So supplies are down. So if you have any surgeries scheduled coming up, just double check that they're able to get you in and get it done.
Wow. That's, yeah, hopefully that gets fixed pretty soon.
Yeah.
There you go. Three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally hits. Totally Nashville 93.3 FM. It's your wife's favorite song.
She doesn't care for it as much as you say. I'll just put it at that. I was tired of
my lady. All right, we are wiping our feet on the doormat of another weekend. Ready to get started to it. So
let us in.
What are we doing the rest of the day and the weekend?
See, I've got dog days on my calendar for tomorrow.
That's right. We're both going to be there for that.
And we've got some wedding rehearsal stuff. My daughter's getting married a little over a week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got that going on Saturday. And then Sunday night, a rec league hockey game down in Antioch.
Very cool.
What about you?
I got a softball game this afternoon. My granddaughter, Charlie, is playing with the Wildcats, doing really well. And it's my birthday, so I'm not going to do anything I don't want to do.
So there. Means you'll be doing nothing.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to do anything.
I don't want to do anything. Yeah. But I have a good excuse because it's my birthday.
It's your birthday.
I don't have to do nothing. All right?
We don't give a bleep.
Yeah, exactly. Where's Fittison?